have sing with a darker, more rich voice and like with more emotion. And yeah, that was an experience.
Awesome. It really paid off. It really shows in the song. And as we have discussed the album Wake Up, we're going to listen to the title track. This is Wake Up by Nonsweet on CGSF 90.1 FM, typically Tuesdays. Enjoy. To Typically Tuesdays. My name is Leslie.
And I'm Sam.
We are here today with the Vancouver-based J-pop idol girl group, Nonsweet. And just before the break, we were talking about their latest album. Just one of the many new things that they're releasing and doing during this kind of like more active springtime, summer season. And we were previously also talking about their first solo concert. Let's look ahead into the future. You guys made an announcement really recently that's very, very exciting and really puts the, let's say, the bond of the Pacific, and I don't know what I'm saying. You're going to Tokyo Idol Fest, okay? Like,
yes.
Okay, Tokyo Idol Fest, my listener, it's a big deal. It's essentially like the Coachella of like J-pop idol music festivals. And this is very much not a small feat. Please tell us more about going to Tokyo Idol Fest.
Yeah, so TIFF, or also known as Tokyo Idol Fest, is like a very big deal. It's the biggest idol festival in the world. Like, most people have heard of it if you're into like idols at all, even like anime fans. Like, people know Tokyo Idol Festival. So the fact that we are gonna go there and perform, like, it's a huge, huge deal for us. And like, a lot of idols make going to TIFF like one of their biggest dreams. So yeah, we are just so psyched to be there. And like, even to have like Seishin Gakuin's name like right next to like so many of the idol groups that we respect, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it's just such an amazing experience. Like, if you look on the poster, like, we are gonna be with those idol groups, like, that we've always like idolized, like, even like before we became idols, like,
yeah.
It's like dream made check. So yeah, we're so excited for this August.
Since we haven't covered Seishin Gakuin, can you describe a little bit more about what it is?
Yeah, so Seishin Gakuin is our producer Shun's like group, like with like all of the idols that he supports. We're all coming together as Seishin Gakuin. So,
okay, so it's like,
it's kind of like an umbrella name for all of the different idol groups that Shun-san produces in Japan and here, Indonesia, like everywhere. So yeah, like we are members of Seishin Gakuin. There are members in Japan, members of Seishin Gakuin. Like, it's kind of just the umbrella name for when we all come together as a group to perform. So,
So it's like the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Pretty much.
And yeah. Shun as well.
And Shun as well. Yeah, that's a big part of it. As
yeah,
well.
He'll be there too.
Awesome. It is. I feel like it is such a feat. I feel like the thing that I've been kind of noticing is like you've been trying to grow your Japanese audience. But I don't know 100% if that's true, because I haven't been able to catch a lot of the showroom live streams, but I've noticed you're speaking in Japanese during that. Is that part of the reason why you guys have migrated a lot of your live streaming to showroom?
I think partially yes, because usually before you go into a place to perform, it would be good to build some sort of fan base first, so you make sure like when you're there, someone's actually looking forward to see you, someone's actually coming to your show. And then I think that's something that we're trying to do, as well as to like polish up our Japanese skills. It's a good practice.
We started showroom like last summer, I think, or maybe last fall or something, and that's kind of when we started to think, oh, wouldn't it be nice to go to TIFF, wouldn't it be nice to go perform in Japan next summer. So it was kind of like how we planted the seed of like all this, you know.
And just so people know, like showroom is like a Japanese streaming platform specifically for like idols, for I think now it's also like streamers.
Talents,
yeah, models. Yeah, like it's a lot of different types of people, but it started as like an idol streaming app. So Shun-san, his advice for us was to go on showroom because it's probably the best place to find idol fans in Japan who would want to connect with us. So that's kind of how it started. And we're like, okay, let's try this, because I mean, we have a pretty good sense of like the North American community now, but we still don't really know about the fans in Japan, so we're trying to reach out.
Okay.
Yeah,
totally, that's fair. I believe you guys, some of you have performed in Japan before also as a part of Seishin Gakuin, I think. So that, I think that makes a lot of a whole lot of sense. And yes, totally, definitely exciting to be able to perform at Tokyo Idol Fest with so many people who you've admired and like got you into idols.
Do you want to talk about the outfits?
Let's talk about the outfits.
So even now you're wearing very cute shirts. And on your Instagram, your pages are so beautifully laid out. What are your go-to places for shopping?
Can you describe what Nansweet is wearing right now?
Oh, they're wearing like shirts with themselves on it, but like a very cute anime style.
Yeah, this is actually the shirt that we wore at our encore at our first solo concert, and it's designed. All the graphics are designed by Miyu.
Yeah, I drew these.
Yes,
I'm really proud of them. It took a long time.
Yeah,
I suffered a lot.
Yeah, we're all like wearing our member Peter Pan color for those who are only listening and can't see, but you can find photos on our.
On Instagram,
yeah.
Can you talk a little bit about like the colors? I think some people are not really familiar with the color concept of idols.
Oh yes, do you want to do that?
Sure.
Ready.
So, she's like,
basically, we all have a member color, and these are really useful because at Idol Lives, a lot of fans have something called a pen light, and the fans will put their pen light to the color of the idol, and that kind of shows like, I'm cheering for you, or like I'm cheering you on. And sometimes they'll like change it throughout the show too for like each member's like special moment and stuff. So yeah, it's the member color just like helps with your like idol support activities, if anything, because our fans will like wear the member color, they'll like buy something that's the member color, they'll make like an Ida bag, which is like a bag full of like merch to support that member, like it'll be that member color. So member color is really important in idol culture.
Oh, okay, that's great to know, thank you. Well, we'll go back to the question before that Sam asked before I rudely interrupted them. Where do you get your clothing?
Online shopping.
Yeah, online shopping.
Yeah, we're all very interested in J-fashion, Japanese fashion. So, I mean, a lot of us have to order them online because they don't have brands like that here.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's also, for me, it's a little hard to find sizes here.
That's true, yeah.
When you go to Tokyo, will you be hitting the shops?
Oh, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
On the list. It's like day one. That's what we're
going to
do.
Shopping.
Yay.
So many cute Japanese brands.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can you talk in a similar vein a little bit about your costume designs as well? I had recalled at some point that you had hired someone to do the costumes for one of your promotions, and that person is in the business of like making costuming idols and things like that. And talk a little bit about how you style yourselves on stage and that process.
So our current outfit that we're wearing is actually we commissioned a costume designer in Japan who typically design outfits for other idol groups, and it was a very interesting experience to work with her because it's the first time we really reached out to a costume designer on our own, because our previous outfit was through Shun's connection. We got it designed. Well, we designed it ourselves, and we got it made through Shun's connection. And then they sent it to us. So this is the first time that we have an outfit that's fully designed by someone else. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think it turned out really good, too. So.
Yeah.
They're super flashy.
Yeah, idol outfits are really important, like, because that's how people, like, first perceive us. Mm-hmm. So, like, yeah, the outfit is crucial.
A big goal when designing the outfit is thinking, like, okay, how noticeable would I be on stage from far away? Like, because part of it is, like, we want people from far away to be like, what are those rainbow girls doing over there? And, like, to slowly walk over and, like, be like, wait, actually, this is kind of cool, and they stay for the show. So it's kind of, like, our way to, like, grab people's attention. So we want them to be big and flashy and, like, super colorful. Like, right now we're, like, all fully like our member colors, that's like our current costume, but before we were all holographic, which is like super shiny and rainbowy,
like disco balls.
Yeah.
That's how we saw you at
MIT. it worked.
Yeah, it's like, who are those disco balls?
Yeah,
it's very eye catching.
Yeah,
let me go see.
Yeah, I think it do us like really well, especially in like family friendly events too, like kids see us and they're like, oh my god, this is so exciting, and then they stopped and we had a lot of fun because they would start dancing off stage too. So cute.
That's awesome. Thank you for that. For people who aren't really like familiar with idols and all that, they hear me terrorize them each week telling them to check out idols and things, but for the people who are stubborn, can you recommend some acts for people to check out, Kaigai Idol, J-pop Idol, or otherwise?
Yeah, so some Kaigai idols that we really like would be like Paida, who we've met a few times now, and she's awesome and makes like really fun music. I really recommend her song. I really like Secret Moon.
Oh, yeah.
I really like her song. She has an alien girl concept, right?
Yeah. Yes. And then, of course, there's our friend Phoebe. She just opened our concert last weekend at Futures Girl, and she is an idol from California. And she's also a voice actress, and she's super cute.
Yeah, she has a very dreamy concept.
Yeah, like fairy tale, like cutesy, like if that's more your vibe, like you should definitely check her out.
Yeah. And other, I guess, like J-pop idol groups that we like iLive, they have really fun songs.
Yeah. There are a lot of groups in Japan that we could recommend. Like, we all really like Equal Love,
yes.
Not Equal Me. What is the other one called? Something Joy?
Near Joy.
There are tons of groups. I guess for people who are just starting out, I would recommend like those groups to look at.
Yes, and they're super famous. I know some of us also like Tekken and Noda Deshiko, right?
Yes, they're amazing.
Super
cute. There are a lot of great groups out there, so those are our recommendations.
Thank you. These are great. And I've discussed this on the program before with other people who are into idols as well, but the exciting thing about getting into idols is, like, if you have, like, an obscure concept, like, obscure interest that only you will like, there's probably definitely an idol who's done that concept and who's doing that concept. Like, Paida, for example, like, dystopian girl pop is incredible. We have a lot of groups who are, like, for example, who are, like, just doing, like, a kind of, like, a mature or elegant concept, like Nagasaki 46. We've got folks like Equal Love who are doing something cutesy, I guess, like, cutesy flowery type thing. There is a girl group out there for you. And this is the propaganda for Typically Tuesdays. There's a girl group out there for you. Go check them out, and go check out Not Sweet as well. As we are coming towards the end of our discussion here, wanted to know, how can people support your work?
So definitely go stream our music. It's available on all music streaming platforms. You could go check out our YouTube videos as well. We also have a website where we have a bunch of merch there, so you could go check that out as well. And finally, you could also subscribe to our Patreon to see more behind-the-scenes content. Yeah. Share our music. Like our posts.
Yes, please. Hit that subscribe button.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's great. And as I said before, we will have a moment in time where we'll do some praising. I usually don't get to do this in front of the people who I'm interviewing because it's really awkward and embarrassing, but I'm trying to overcome that. I really cannot commend you guys enough for doing the work that you do, for pursuing your passions, and for learning all of these new skills in order to do them. I say this because, like, I've been into idols for, like, a really, really long time. Like, I kind of, like, grew up being into them. And one of the things that I've noticed with a lot of misconceptions about certain idol groups is, like, the idea that, like, if you're not from that place, if you're not in that place, then you can't do it. But the thing about Non-Sweet, in my opinion, is that, like, you are not claiming anything to be in particular your own. You're not doing idol things because they're gimmicky and weird. You're doing it because you genuinely have a deep interest in them. And as well, you are immersing yourself in the culture of, like, J-pop idols, learning Japanese, trying to build your Japanese audience, and even working with Japanese producers and designers, which a lot of people, quite frankly, like, they would not understand the amount of work and thought and nuance that would go into that. So I really cannot commend you guys enough. Thank you so much for your time.
Oh, thank you. It's been great, like, answering these questions for you guys, and I hope our fans will, like, learn a little bit more about us too through this interview.
Awesome. Great. Well, that's all.
Yay!
That's all, folks.
Thank you.
Here on Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM, my name is Leslie. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode as we wrap up this hour, as we're hitting the top of it. I hope you enjoyed the interview with Non Sweet. Being an idol is hard. Being a self-produced idol overseas is even harder and has more other complex challenges as well. So thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you to Jessica, Stella, Emily, Nina, and Miu for their time and energy and for their willingness to open up to us about their work, the rewards, the challenges, and the aspirations and the inspirations. It was really cool to get to know you guys in that way. Thank you so much. Tune into more great CJSF programming. Check out Speak Up Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday from 10 to 11 here on 90.1 FM, talking about local happenings like the arts scene, news, local community organizing. Important stuff, especially if you're living in Vancouver. Speak Up Monday, Tuesday, Thursday from 10 to 11. One last song for you today. This is Crybaby by Non Sweet. This is my favorite song off of the album. And I hope you enjoy. I've been Leslie on Typically Tuesdays. I'll talk to you very soon. Pull me closer, hold me tight.
word, no more words. Breaking all the rules, whoa, whoa, whoa. Midnight sky, stars align. Wonderland, now that you're here, it's